Shvius Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel 9:3. We continue to discuss the halachas of Biur and the application in terms of the geographic regions. So the Mishnah says, following up on the previous Mishnah's statement, that while there are three zones for the halachas of Biur and each zone has its own status, the Mishnah also said there were three subzones. So if there are three subzones in each of the three zones, you have nine zones, and that being the case, Balama Amru Shalosh Aratzos. How come we're talking about three zones when there are nine? So the Mishnah says, I'm going to say in English first. The point of the Mishnah is that the subzones don't matter. What matters is when there is this particular type of food no longer available in the trees in one of the three main zones, that's when the time for beer for that particular main zone kicks in. The Mishnah says inside, Shiu ochlin b'chol achas v'achas. You can eat the given species we're talking about, let's say grapes. You can eat the grapes in each of the individual three zones, until the last of the subzones no longer has any, let's say, grapes. That is to say, in the Galil, there's three subzones, the Galil Elyon, Galil Tachton, and the Emek. So even if there's no more grapes in the Galil Tachton, if there's some in the Emek, you can continue to eat your grapes in your home in Galil Tachton, relying on the Emek of the Galil, and not yet have to do Biur. So simply put, it means while there's still grapes on the trees, or in this case the vines, in anywhere inside the Galil. Now Rabbi Shimon's going to disagree. Rabbi Shimon agrees there is a tradition that there are three zones and that there are three different time periods, therefore, for the halachas of Biur, but he says it only applies in limited circumstances. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Amru Shalosh Aratzos Ela B'Yehuda. The only place where in the country of Eretz Yisrael where there are three zones and three different times in the three different zones for the halachas of Biur is in Yehuda, Ushar Kol Aratzos, but the rest of the country, Kahar HaMelech, all goes after Har HaMelech. Har HaMelech is the place where the fruits last the longest on the trees. And therefore, the point is, simply put in English, that the Eretz Yisrael is one big zone. The last place that the fruits will be available will be in Har HaMelech. And therefore, when they're no longer available in Har HaMelech, that's when the time for Biur happens throughout the country. The exception being in Yehuda. Yehuda has its own timeline. When it comes to Yehuda, you have three subzones, and each of the subzones goes after its own subzone timing, meaning that unlike the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, here we're saying in Yehuda, the subzones are what makes the difference, at least in the context of Yehuda. The Mishnah ends by saying that even, this is not about Yehuda, this is not everyone's going to say, even though it's true that there are subzones, three subzones, or in the case of the Tanakhama, there are three major zones, and therefore three different times for Biur, there are exceptions that rule. The exceptions that rule are olives and dates. Olives and dates, there's a single time for Biur for the olives and a single time for Biur for the grapes in the whole country of Eretz Yisrael. Ostensibly, that's because whatever animals are foraging on the olives and those that forage on the dates will traverse the whole country in search of them, or will get to the whole country. And therefore, even though there's three zones for other vegetables and fruits as appropriate, there's only one time for the whole country for Biur with the halachas of Zeisim and Tamarim, olives and dates. That's what the Mishnah says inside. It says, V'chol ha'aratzos, all the zones throughout the country, ka'achas, have a single status, l'zeisim v'latamarim, when it comes to olives and dates.